It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davies.
Good evening and welcome to the second of our two MAC championship basketball games, where the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats and Harpersville Lady Hornets have cleared the floor, making way for the Unitigo Spartans and the Sydney Warriors. How great is it that all four of our teams participating in the 10th anniversary finals are in our local coverage area? And we start our ball game coverage with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all of your transportation needs, including sales, service, vehicle rentals, and their famous personal attention, call 563-4311. Tell Doug Wheeler I said hi. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's ballgame. Coach Jim Knight and the Unitigo Spartans coming in with a record of 12-5. They are 9-2, one of their league MAC losses to the Sydney Warriors in a barn burner and a very hot and steamy Unitigo gym, 45-41, a game that I partially covered live before the phone line, with the phone line not fixed. And the Sydney Warriors coming in as the state's number three ranked team. They are 15-2. They were a perfect 11-0 in Mid-State Athletic Conference action. So everybody's been waiting for the rematch. We'll see what happens between these two teams. And we've got tons of stats to tell you about, plus a great look back at the 10 years leading up to this, or the 9 years leading up to this, as far as the champions of each year. And not only that, the score of each game, too. So we did a lot of good research on the boys out of things. We're about 11:45 away from the national anthem, so let's get right to our sponsors, and you'll hear our Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show coming up in just a minute.
No quirks, no gimmicks, no crazy taglines. Just sales, service, consistency, and a personal guarantee. That's what you get every day at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Cork O'Hara invites you to stop by, and one of their longtime sales associates will help you get the vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And when you find that perfect vehicle, Eli Kelly will assist you with financing. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Their name and reputation is all you need to know. Stop by or call 563-4311 or check them out online at chambersohara.com.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
We've always heard that bigger is not always better. In many cases, that's probably correct. But when it comes to laundry, bigger is definitely better. You see, if the washer is bigger and the dryer is bigger, you could wash and dry more clothes at one time. Take Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza, for instance. They've got two 60-pound washers. Let me put it to you this way. A 60-pound washer is equivalent to six normal loads of laundry. Then you toss them in the 75-pound dryer for fast drying time. They've got two of those. The idea is that you don't sit in the laundromat all day long, especially when the weather's nice. And even if you have your own washer and dryer at home, these larger washers and dryers are perfect for your king-size comforters and heavy-duty loads. For you single-load people, Spud Suds has six top-load single washers and seven heavy-duty front-load single washers. So you see, bigger is better at Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
About 9:20 away from our national anthem, which I understand is going to be sung by Sydney's Larissa Pierce. And the Sydney Pep Band is in the stands, way up on the top. They're trying to set up a drum set or something. I don't know, but it's going to be a fun thing. And you know, the crowd at Unitigo, when the Sydney team survived 45-41, it was filled with a lot of good student spirit and a very overcrowded gym. It was a gym that would have seated probably 300 more people, but they changed the bleachers, and it held less people, a lot less people than it used to, and that was one of the reasons why. There were people standing on the corners, and it was got really hot and unbelievable. But that game was 45-41. since that time, Sydney and Unitigo continued on their course, even though Unitigo lost to Walton a couple of weeks ago. It did not matter in the standings. They had their 9-2 record, second place secured, and they won in the semifinal round, and then Sydney defeated Walton to get here. And I'm getting a little distracted, so I apologize. But anyway, Sydney, since that Unitigo game, had some pretty big wins over Bainbridge, Guilford, Oxford. They had a nail-biter, a three-point win over Harpersville, a big win over Cooperstown, rather, a big win over Harpersville, and then big wins over Green. And in that semifinal, it was a 10-point win over Walton, which was a bit of a nail-biter because Sydney trailed by 5 at halftime. And I'm drawing a blank because I'm looking for my Spartan record, and I don't have their season stats, and I know I printed it out this morning. I do have their individual stats, so that's what counts. But Unitigo with the overtime win over Hancock. How could I forget? I had people texting me the scores. I stayed on the radio. That's right. Dylan Maxson was fouled on a shot at the buzzer to tie the score, missed the free throw in agony, but came back, and the Unitigo team won going away. I think they won by 9 in that overtime to beat Hancock. So the nail biter for them, as well as Sydney's nail biter over Walton. That brings us to Dewar Arena here at Suco. For the Sydney Warriors, they are led, as you would expect, by Dylan Umbra, averaging 17.9 points a ball game and is closing in fast on the 1,000 points. He's also shooting 72% from the free throw line. Josh Wilson is their leading assist guy. He's averaging 5.1 dishes per ball game. Umbra with 31 steals. Josh Wilson with 28 to lead the team. Tanner Westcott, one of the leading block shot artists in the league, with 34. That's an average of 2 per ball game if you're doing the math. And rebounding-wise, it's Alex Kyle at 8.1 and Tanner Westcott at 5.5. Umbra chipping in with 3.6. This is a very senior-heavy, senior-laden ball club. For the Spartans of Unitigo, a team that Jim Knight told me about halfway through the season, he said, this is a young group, and I'm having a lot of fun. Well, they are led by seniors, though, as far as many of the statistical elements, and that's Will May at 12.6 points per game. He's also the leading playmaker with 3.7 assists, and he's also not too bad with 5.3 rebounds per ball game and 2.6 steals. So Will May, probably the most complete ball player on this team, but don't overlook Carter Carey. He's a guy that I would call if I have to have an X factor for Unitigo, it would be Carter Carey. Watch this kid play a lot. He's a senior, 7.8 points per ball game. He's always around the basketball, shoots 69% from the free throw line. He has 2.1 assists per ball game, 4.4 rebounds per game, and 2.2 steals. So he also plays the all-around game. You're looking at one of the most improved players with Travis Woods, who is a junior, 6'4 junior, 9.9 points per ball game. He seems to play the best when the radio is covering the game. Could this be one of those times? I don't know. But he's averaging just under 2 blocks per game. So between Woods and Westcott, you got 2 of the best shot blockers in the league. He's also leading the team with 5.6 rebounds per ball game. And that is, as far as the highlights go, is what's going on between these two teams. Now, Sydney Unitigo, as I said, a 45-41 nail-biter back on January the 14th. In that game, Sydney was led by Dylan Umbra with 18 points. Alex Kyle had 10, Andy Kozak had 12, but if you remember, Dylan Umbra made a 1-1 with 7 seconds to go to seal the deal there. For the Unitigo Spartans, they were led by Travis Woods, as I said, playing best when the radio was covering the game, 14 points there. Will May was held to 7, and that was a big factor in the ballgame. He did make a 3-pointer and turned to the crowd and Tyler Butler both kind of playing to the Sydney fans when they made 3-pointers, but they got ahead of themselves as far as showboating, because Sydney did come back and they won that game 45-41. We're going to step away again, about 3:45 to go before we hear a national anthem, I believe, sung by Sydney senior Larissa Pierce. At least that's what the plan was. We'll be back to to take it for you and have the starting lineup announced as well. It's Sydney, Unitigo, the 10th anniversary, Mid-State Athletic Conference Championships, live on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Winter, it's a fact of life in upstate New York. And for 89 years, Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
At Wilbur National Bank, customers tell us it's not numbers that matter, but people. So if you're looking for business banking, make us part of your plans. If you're looking for personal banking, make us part of your future. Either way, you'll get the great service we built our reputation on. See why all banks are not alike, and why for over 130 years, our customers couldn't agree more.
Bank on our good name.
Wilbur National Bank.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A brief history as we wrap up the Jamison O'Hara tip-off show before the national anthem. Sydney had victories in 2003 over Apton, in 2004 over BG, in 2005 over Oxford. And in 2009 they lost to Oxford, 48-28. Unitigo has never played in this championship game, but tonight changes all that. We thank our special sponsors tonight as well. As we get ready here, I'm trying to do it by...
Ladies and gentlemen,
are they going to do the anthem?
Rise.
Yep. So there's going to be a national anthem song, and we're going to step away because we don't have her mic, so I don't want to mistreat it. We will come back and have the starting lineups for you on WCDL.
Okay, class, this is for extra credit. You've aced the Angus Third Pounders, mastered the Angus Snack Wraps with one hand. But this is going to kick you in the taste buds. This is the new Chipotle Barbecue Bacon Angus Burger. A sweet, smoky blend of barbecue sauce and chipotle peppers on top of hickory smoked bacon and 100% Angus beef that's going to ring your bell. It's also available in a wrap. But hurry, the clock's ticking on this taste test. The simple joy of the ABCs of flavor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It tastes as good as it sounds. The simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Prices and participation may vary.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right. They're going to announce all the players if they do the same thing as they did with the girls' game. And the girls' game finished, by the way, Harpersville 72 and Bainbridge-Guilford 36. So as they're doing all the preliminary stuff, want to give a shout-out. I haven't given a shout-out all season long. I'm going to make an exception tonight. Longtime friends, Gary and Judy Clint, and I know they're listening. Their grandson, Dan Shelton, is playing for Unitigo. Their kids graduated from Sydney, so they got interest on both sides. I think family is going to rule out over school in this one, so I think they're going for Unitigo. I'm not sure, but I did talk to Linda earlier tonight, and Matt Shelton keeps bugging me to get him a tape of a game that he pitched in back in 2005, so the family's been all over today, but I say that in jest. And Unitigo, by the way, going through all of their non-starters. You got Trevor Commenda, Dan Kleeschult, Cody Smith, Phil Youngs, Tom Feudy. He's a kid I like. He's a senior, very, very unselfish kid. Tyler Butler, Quinn Barnhart. Oh, they got a new guy that they didn't tell me about from the JV team. Oh, goodness. Well, I apologize. Nobody told me about the extra players. I don't know who they are. We'll see. And Sydney, I don't think, has any extra players. George Sheely is a 5'10 junior. Brandon Walters in street clothes. I do not know why he is not playing. Looks like he's limping a bit. Matt Vogel, 5'10 senior. Corbin Curley is a 5'11 senior. Tom O'Halloran, lefty, 5'11 senior. And there's Logan Raymond, a 6'1 senior. So Sydney down one guard tonight. All right, so without Brandon, neither coach told me about these updates. But now we will have the starters, so here we go. We'll try to catch it on the PA.
First, for Unitigo, senior, number 22, Will May. For Sydney, senior, number 12, Andy Kozak.
Will May and Andy Kozak.
Unitigo, senior, number 24, Carter Hillary. For Sydney, senior, number 20, Josh Wolf. For Unitigo, senior, number 30, Dan Shelton.
There's Dan Shelton.
For Sydney, senior, number 44, Tanner Westcott.
Junior Travis Woods.
For Sydney, senior, number 33, Alex Kyle.
Alex Kyle for Sydney.
Senior, number 50, Dylan
Maxson, 5'10 senior for Unitigo.
For Sydney, senior, number 21,
6'1 senior, Dylan Hunter. Each team has their rituals. Oh, my goodness. Our special sponsors tonight, as the coaches are being introduced and both teams are out on the court. I tell you what, half of this is about the psych. Our sponsors tonight include Sydney Federal Credit Union, Butler Auto Sales, Bob's Diner, Eggley Machine Company, the Ethanol Corporation, Richard Wakeman Construction and Video Entertainment Plus. And I have been asked to say the score more often this time. I'm going to tell you what. I say the score a lot, but in that first game, when it's a 29-2 ball game, I really don't feel giving the score a lot was necessary. So That's all I'm going to say about that. I totally realize what people are saying. I do understand that. This is the 10th anniversary of the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championships. It used to be held at different high schools. It first was Bainbridge, Guilford. Then it was Unadilla Valley and Afton. The only time the two games were split because they didn't want a home team, the home team playing. Green had it in 2004, Unadilla Valley in 05. Sydney had the doubleheader in 06, Oxford in 07. And since 2008, they have played here at SUNY Oneonta, the Dewar Arena. I still call it the Alumni Fieldhouse. Sydney in the home white as the top seed, 11-0. Like Harpersville Girls, 11-0. BG was 9-2. Unitigo 9-2. Will the same result? I don't know, but we are ready to go. Westcott and Woods going up, and it's out of bounds. No, saved by Dylan Umbra before it went out of bounds. So it's already an athletic play to get started. And we are underway with Sydney with possession to start the ball game. Kozak to the top of the key for Heil. Swings to the left. 5 more seconds on the shot clock for boys than girls. 35 seconds. Carter Carey gets a hand in, knocks it away. 16 on the shot clock. Heil. And it looks like Unitigo is going to play man-to-man defense, which is what Sydney was hoping for. Wills to the top of the key for Heil. 5 on the shot clock. Kozak drives in to Westcott. Mishandled the pass, and it's out of bounds. Unitigo's ball. I really expected Unitigo to come out in the 2-3 zone that stymied Sydney throughout the entire ballgame. But no, they're coming out in a man-to-man. And the pep band for Sydney. Not to mention the student section. Very vocal. I'll try to get a field mic on both student sections. Oop, without turning my mic up too high. All right, here comes Will May. The fall-away jump shot, no good. And Heil wrestles the rebound away from Travis Woods. Off to Josh Wilson. Neither team has had a solid start. Minute 10 into the action at Succo. Dylan Umbra around the screen. Back to Heil. Heil going to drive in on Carey. The leaner, no good. Rebound, Heil puts it up, and he's fouled. Good hustle by Alex Heil to get the offensive rebound away from Travis Woods, who commits the foul. Alex Heil shooting 67% this year, 38 for 57 from the line. He averages 13 points per ball game. He had double figures against Unitigo the first time. It is up and good, and Sydney is on top. We had no ties and no lead changes in the first game. I have a suspicion that's going to change in the boys' game. So a rare quiet moment. Heil's second shot is good. 2 for 2 for Heil, and Sydney takes a 2-0 lead. Will May brings the ball up for Unitigo. He will play both the point and the shooting guard. Goes around a screen by Woods. Oh, Woods was open on the back door, but didn't see it. Maxson at the top of the key, guarded by Josh Wells. Both teams playing man-to-man. Three-pointer by Shelton. It's off the back of the rim. High for the rebound, Dylan Umbra. Off to Wells. And a touchdown pass, no, to Heil, followed up by Kozak, and he misses. Unitigo catches a major break as Sydney went deep, and two layups missed. Carter Carey with a basketball for Unitigo in their away green. The defensive assignment was missed. He missed the shot. Travis Woods comes inside to tie the score. I told you we'd have at least one more tie or lead change than we had the first game. Umbra back outside. Heil open for three, and Shorty hurried the shot. Rebounded to Will May. May with very good court sense. Kozak guards him. May going in on Kozak. Now to Shelton. Off to the left side for Carey for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Wills. Inside of Maxson. Good position. Wills going to take it to the hole. Left side. Good. Josh Wills, I think they thought he was going to pull back for the half-court set, but no, he took it to the rack for a 4-2 Sydney lead. May calls out the play, brings the ball up with the left hand to Maxson on the left wing. Shelton to May for three. It's short. Rebound, Umbra. Outlets to Wilson. The Sydney team is running from the star. Wilson, hesitation move off the miss on the baseline. Westcott on the rebound and foul. There actually wasn't a rebound because the shot never hit the rim. It looks like Travis Woods may have committed. Yeah, his second foul, and that can be a game changer. I gave you the X factor of Carter Carey for Unitigo. The X factor for Sydney tonight is going to be Tanner Westcott. And here comes Kozak driving in to Westcott off the left side. No, missed. He got his own rebound and draws the foul. Tanner Westcott refuses to let a missed shot get in the way of hustling after the basketball. Carter Carey with the foul. Westcott comes to the line to shoot a pair. He's shooting 59% from the line, misses short on the first one, gets encouragement from his senior teammates, Dylan Umbra and Alex Heil. Meanwhile, Quinn Barnhart, a sophomore, six-footer, comes in for Travis Woods. This will definitely change the makeup of the Unitigo team, but you know Jim Knight does go deep on his subbing rotation. Westcott, second shot, swish. So Sydney up by 3, 5-2 the score. May tries the left side now to Dylan Maxson. Nice motion. Barnhart will shoot way off the mark. And Kozak rebounds for Sydney. Off to Dylan Umbra. Ahead to Wills. Wills up the right side. Again, the hesitation move, but he lost control of the basketball. It goes out of bounds off Unitigo. Josh Wills certainly had his Wheaties this morning. Full of energy, including a layup. Oh, Heil mishandled the ball, somehow tapped it back to Umbra. Now Wills for three misses. Heil's going to knock that ball out of bounds. It'll be Spartan basketball. Travis Woods on the bench with two quick fouls. He is the only one to score points for Unitigo. That was on an offensive rebound. Our score is 5-2 with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Far from what we saw in the first quarter of the first game. There's Will May going for three. Misses. Rebound by Alex Heil. So Sydney goes Dylan Umbra to Josh Wills behind the screen. Goes to Heil. Heil through a double team back to Umbra for three. Umbra's off the back of the rim. Kozak trying for the save. Nice hustle by Andy Kozak. He knew the ball was, he was not going to control the ball, so he quickly flipped it back toward Dylan Umbra, but it went out of bounds. It'll be Unitigo's ball and a timeout asked for by Jim Knight. We'll take a quick break. 3:37 to go, first quarter. Sydney 5, Unitigo 2, live MAC Championship Basketball on WCDL.
R&R Contractors of Otigo has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home. R&R is your local contractor building your custom projects from decks, garages, pole buildings, as well as new homes. All of our projects are built with the most energy-efficient materials using the latest in green technology. With our in-house engineer, we can see your building projects through from start to finish. So call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 to get your next building project started. Take advantage of our services and our building lots. Call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Looks like we have dueling pep bands. How great is this? Unitigo brings their pep band. Sydney brings their pep band. I don't think either one is an established club. They just said, come on, guys, let's bring your instruments, and we're going to rock and roll, and they're doing it. It's great. This is a great atmosphere for it. Carter Carey had triple with a double team. Goes to Will May. Right back to Carey. Drives baseline. Missed it. Battle for the ball. It's Barnhart. No, it's Kozak. Kozak for Sydney. Comes away with it. Up the left side of the double team dictates that he pull the ball back out to the offense. Dylan Umbra drives in. Off the glass, good. Dylan Umbra with his first point. I've remained secret as to how many points Dylan Umbra has for his career, but trust me, he is zeroing in on 1,000 points. It won't happen tonight, but he's getting close. Carter Carey at the top of the key to the right side for Dan Shelton, picked up by Westcott. Off to May. He's open for three. Takes it. It's air. Oh, boy, it's an air ball. And the Sydney fans, as do all fans nowadays, let the shooter know. But when these two teams played the last time, May had an air ball, and then the next time down the floor, he swished a three-pointer. which is the best answer to the hecklers. All right, 2:36 to go, 7-2, Sydney by 5. Umbra around the screen, backs out, good double team, inside the Heil. Leaner and all kinds of contact, but no call. Maxson on the fast break. Well, no, it's not a fast break, up to Carter Carey. Sydney defense came back quickly to prevent that from being a fast break. Barnhart to Tyler Butler, who's in the game for the first time. To Maxson to May, 19 on the shot clock. May goes off to Quinn Barnhart, the sophomore. Westcott backs off him a bit. Now to May. So, Kozak tapping the ball away from May, and they'll call the touch foul. The quick hands of Andy Kozak. That time called for the foul. Team's first foul. May with a fresh 35-second clock to work with. Butler, he likes to shoot the three. Heil has him. Big size advantage for Alex. Butler will go for three, and it's all way off the mark. It hit the backboard, but that's it. Heil with a two-on-one to Umbra. Umbra goes up. Body control, good. Good pass from Heil. I think Sydney likes playing in this field house where they can get out and run. When Unitigo slowed them down on the zone, they were very frustrated. Runner in the lane by May. Missed it. Heil rebounds. And with authority, gives off to Josh Wills. Wills over to Umbra, fakes the three. Now he goes to Heil, cutting the lane. Heil off the glass, left side, good. Alex Heil with 4 points, and Jim Knight has seen enough. His team trails 11-2 with a minute 10 to play in the first quarter. You're going to take a break. It's the 10th anniversary, live tri-town, or whoa, the 10th anniversary of MAC Championship Basketball at WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I guess right, it was a 30-second timeout. Coaches taking it. Our sponsorships today include Simmons Construction, Smith Agency, Waldron's Floor Covering, all of Sydney, Lang Trucking of Guilford, Bainbridge and Afton, Great American Food Stores, the Bainbridge Pharmacy, Trackside Dining, and Eaton and Griffith Law Office. Whoa, we're talking about these special sponsors, and you can read their names on WCDLradio.com. Back to the action. Unitigo comes away from that, trailing 11-2. Carter Carey, a fall-away basket, and yes, I say basket because it got a kind roll from the rim. Carey with his first points. It's 11-4 with 47 seconds to go. Not a high-scoring quarter by any means, but Sydney's offense has had the advantage. And sure enough, Unitigo switches back to a zone. And a battle for the ball. Heil mishandled the ball. Carter Carey with a steal. Off to Will May. Big possession here for Unitigo. And a ball flipped out. Oh, it's coming my way. Umbra trying to keep it in bounds. He almost was able to do that. Carter Carey and Dylan Umbra chasing the ball. I almost got out of my seat for that one. So Tyler Butler inbounds to Will May. Back to Butler. Butler drives in on Logan Raymond, who's into the ball game, and Logan commits the foul. Butler actually got away with the travel on that drive because he took two steps before dribbling the ball. The officials did not see that, but they did see the contact on Logan Raymond. Butler misses the first free throw. Tyler Butler, a sophomore. A lot of underclassmen influence on this Unitigo team. Butler misses the second one. Ball kept alive, and a foul on Heil, kept alive by Will May. Heil had the rebound, and somebody whacked their arm right through, and the ball sprung loose and right into the hands of Will May. So 14.9 seconds to go. May converts the first one. May from the line this year, 63%, but only 19 for 30. For a guy who has the ball in his hands as much as Will May, I can't believe there's only 30 free throws shot this year. But there's no rust on Will May. He makes them both. It's now 11-6. Sydney to play for the last shot. In the corner, Umbra. Back out to Kozak. 4 seconds. He lets fly for three off the backboard. No good. 1 second to go. Will May knows there's no sense in chucking at three-quarter court because this is a college court, and it's 94 feet. All right, 11-6, Sydney on top of Unitigo. The 10th annual MAC Championship boys basketball game. Catching it live on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
We're back for the second quarter from the Alumni Fieldhouse at SUNY Oneonta. 11-6, Sydney looking for their fourth championship. And there's a little trivia behind why it's only going for their fourth and not their fifth. But this is the 10th anniversary, and it's Unitigo's first appearance. Travis Woods back into the ballgame, goes to Will May. May fakes the shot to Barnhart, 15 on the shot clock. Unitigo not showing patience. They're looking rather hurried. Maxson almost mishandled the pass. Now he cuts it in. Foul line jump shot, a hanging jumper. It's going to go out of bounds. Oh, good save by Barnhart. But then it goes out of bounds. I think the shot clock may have. But instead of collecting the loose ball, they let it go seemingly out of bounds. But no, somebody for Unitigo, I think it was Barnhart, hustled to save the ball. But then the 35-second clock expired. Heil with a sloppy pass gets deflected off a Unitigo player. And now Unitigo is playing zone, and this is what slows Sydney down. And I wondered why Jim Knight didn't try it at the beginning of the game. But that's why he's coaching, and I'm announcing. Kozak across the key to Wills. And I guess a three-second call. The official didn't show 3 seconds. He just blew the whistle. All right, it's Unitigo ball. Still 11-6. We're 1 minute into the second quarter. May around the screen by Carey. Going to the hole. He puts it up. Misses, but Kozak committing his second foul. That time, Will May knew exactly how to get a whistle to blow. And again, that will change the dynamics for Sydney, because two fouls on Kozak, I am sure. Corbin Curley is coming into the game. Carter Carey with another athletic move to score his second basket. Getting through the double team, putting a little bit of a spin off the glass, and it's 11-8. Inside Westcott, back to Kozak for three, and it's short. Bet into the corner. Westcott trying to save it, and does to Wills. But the ball is loose. Here comes Will May with it. May for three. Good! Will May's first three-pointer, and we are tied at 11. It's a streak for Sydney, or for Unitigo, and it just happens to coincide with a switch to a zone defense. So now Sydney's got to change everything they were doing before. They were run and gun. It's now back to the patient half-court offense. Westcott back out to Heil. Heil for three. Big shot, missed it. Rebound Woods. Chance for Unitico to take their first lead right here. 5:47 to play, first half, 11 all. Sydney has not scored in the second quarter. May going one-on-one with Kozak. Sydney will stay in a man-to-man. Nice deflection, nice steal by Umbra. He read that pass. Umbra all the way. No, cuts it over to Wills off the glass. Good! Josh Wills with his second basket, but again, that was a pass by Dylan Umbra that avoided the double, his double team. It made Josh Wills open. It wasn't the prettiest of angles, but he made it. Corbin Curley still waiting to come in the ballgame for Andy Kozak, but the game has not stopped. Carry to Maxson. Maxson driving in, fakes the pass, takes the shot, and makes it. Dylan Maxson with the old left-hander. Fake the pass and go to the hole. Nice job by Dylan Maxson, number 50. And we're tied at 13. Kozak to Westcott. He fakes the shot, goes inside, lost the ball. Recovered by Barnhart. Barnhart's getting a lot of playing time. Maxson over to the left wing for Barnhart. Barnhart into the corner. Woods driving, kicks it back out. The shot put up by May, missed. Umbra with a rebound for Sydney. And he will give it off to Josh Wells, the senior point guard. Unitigo in the 2-3 zone, forcing Sydney to change plans. Wills to the right side. Kozak going to drive in. No, cuts it out to Heil. Baseline shot in and out. Rebound Travis Woods. And the momentum has changed significantly to Unitigo. 13-13 tie. Maxson to the right wing. That's Carter Carey. Carey is open. Nope. Got to kick it back to Barnhart. The spin move. The sophomore goes up and lays it in. Nice move by Quinn Barnhart. Softly and under control. And a nice spin move. And that's the first lead for Unitigo. Kozak in the corner. He's still playing. To Umbra. Back to Kozak. Kozak looking for room. Heil in the corner. Then to Wills. Cross court to Umbra. Umbra is going to stop and pop and hit. And we're tied at 15. Dylan Umbra with 6 points and a short timeout asked for by Coach Mike Brzee. 15 all tie. 3:18 to go in the first half. You're listening to the 10th annual MAC Boys Championship basketball game on WCDL.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back live, 15-15 tie. Can't get any better than this, my friends. This is championship basketball for the Mid-State Athletic Conference, and then both teams will take to the court for Section 4 tournament action. We'll tell you where we'll go, where we're going to be, but right now the action's here at Oneonta. Carter Carey for three, and it's short. Rebound by Heil, beating Dan Shelton to the basketball. To Wills, up ahead to Corbin Curley, who's in finally in the game for Andy Kozak. Kozak did not get his third foul. Wills to Curley. Curley to Westcott. Westcott hands it off to Heil. 19 on the shot clock. A much better defense by Unitigo. Umbra looks at a three. No. Gives it back to Curley. Left wing to Wills. 11 on the shot clock. By the way, number 20, Phil Young, is in the ballgame. Wills for three, and he nails it. Josh Wills, leading scorer for Sydney with 7 points, and it's 18-15. We've had four ties, and we've had two lead changes. Shelton, a fake, a shot off to the right side. Rebound, Umbra. Umbra playing the little head game with Dan Shelton, who's trying to steal the ball from him. Curley goes baseline. No, he kicks it out. Umbra open for three. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound, Wills puts it back up off the front rim. And now Westcott with a save. Sees Umbra way back out. Now to Westcott back inside off the glass. Too hard. Rebound put up by Heil, and he's got it. Or does that get waved off? No, they wave it off. Must have been a push-off on Alex Heil. So that changes things. 18-15, Sydney would have been 20-15. So Logan Raymond comes back into the ballgame. Phil Young's full of pep and vigor. And not very tall. Here comes Dan Shelton driving in on Raymond. The left side, it's been kind to everybody for Unitigo except Shelton. He missed the layup. Good move by Dan. Here comes Wills driving in. Nice bounce pass off to Westcott for two. Westcott's first field goal, an assist for Josh Wills. It's 20-15. Sydney had an 11-2 lead. That was their largest. Unitigo came back to tie it at 11. We were tied at 13, and then Unitigo took the lead 15-13. Since then, it's been a 7-point run for Sydney. Will May doubled up, goes to Phil Youngs. Goes to Shelton. Shelton again going to drive in off the glass left side. Missed it. Travis Woods follows it up, misses. Second one blocked by Raymond. Whoa, no whistle either way, my friends. Sydney with a basketball. Unitigo fans behind me, I can already hear them screaming, blow the whistle. Raymond to the top of the key. Dangerous pass. Will May had the steal. And now Corbin Curley gets it back to and avoids the backcourt because it was touched by a Unitigo player. Dylan Umbra taking the point guard position right now to Curley. Curley to the left wing for Wills. Long three-pointer, but it's short. Rebound, Carey beats Westcott to the basketball. Here comes Carey going to the right from behind, knocked away by Umbra. And a timeout asked for, I think, Mike Brzee. 20-15. Oh, no, that's the half. I'm not paying attention. I got caught up on the action on the court. That is the half. And Sydney takes a 20-15 lead into the locker room. I've got to pay attention more. Our game tonight being brought to you in part by Midwest Vaco, Amerigas, Jessup House Billing Supplies of Sydney Center, VIP Tax and Payroll Services of Bainbridge, Twin Valley Finished Lumber, a division of Quality Hardwoods, by Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, and by Kirk Gardner at Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning. Wow, we will be back to assess the first half and, again, give you a little bit of history behind the Mid-State Athletic Conference boys' 10-year history as I just was redundant. History and history. Now, we'll give you a review of the 10 years leading up to this. It is 20-15, Sydney on top of Unitigo. We look forward to a good second half. I'm glad you're with us live on WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Eglie Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eglie Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eglie Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eglie family and Eglie Machine Company of Sydney.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla?
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Mang Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MangInsurance.com. Mang is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back from the Alumni Fieldhouse on the campus of SUNY Oneonta. We have got a great 10th anniversary boys championship game. The score is Sydney 20, Unitego 15. They played to an even 9-9 tie in the second quarter. And our halftime show on WCDO is always brought to you by Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-4328, 563-HEAT. Well, what do you know? Here's the deal. Sydney fans, at the Unitego game, unveiled a large Mike Brzee head. And now Unitego has come back with a large Jim Knight head. Now, if you're into Syracuse basketball, you know it started with a big Jim Boeheim head that they used to bring into the Carrier Dome in pieces, and then they finally were allowed to bring it in as a whole, and they would have large heads, I guess kind of like fat, if you think about fat heads that go up on the bedroom wall or something. So Sydney, of course, brought their pep band. Unitego had to bring their pep band. So this is a battle of the two student bodies with all kinds of innovations. Now, Sydney has gone one better, I got to say. On their Mike Brzee giant head, they've actually made it to where they can have the mouth pretending to move. So, in other words, when it's a timeout and Mike Brzee is talking to his kids very sternly on the bench, they move the mouth as if Brzee is talking. And I think it's so creative for these schools to do what they're doing and to bring a pep band. This is totally volunteer to bring the instruments and bring the pep band in. And for Suco to allow that, I think it's just great. It's the best of high school sports all the way around. Well, how about the game? Well, Sydney went out to an 11-2 lead. Unitego came back to tie and actually take the lead 15-13. Sydney finished the half on a 7-0 run. It's balanced scoring for both squads, too. Josh Wills leads all scorers with 7 points. Dylan Umber with 6. Tanner Westcott with 3. Alex Heil with 4. And that's it. Seven two-pointers and a three-pointer. And 3 for 4 from the free throw line for Sydney's 20 points. For Unitego, they're led by Will May with 2 free throws and a three-pointer. Carter Carey has 2 baskets for 4. Travis Woods a basket for 2. Quinn Barnhart and Dylan Maxson each have a basket for 2. Tyler Butler is 0 for 2 from the line. And so overall, Unitego is 2 for 4 from the free throw line. They have 15 points. So unlike the first game that had baskets from Harpersville all over the place, these are very, very half-court oriented. Started out, Sydney had a real fast break thing going. And then Unitego, when they were down 11-2, switched their defense from a man-to-man into a zone and it has certainly slowed things down. And I like the PA announcer just said, or just gave props to both pep bands. So, yeah, it's what it's all about here. The Mid-State Athletic Conference is now in its 10th year. I remember starting it out when the Susquehanna Association left. The final regular season game that I covered, Tom Marinas made a shot from the corner in the old Sydney gym to beat Windsor, who was playing their last Susquehanna Association game. Gary Vail, who had been a Walton graduate, remembered when the Sus League started in 1959 when he was in high school. So he was gracious enough in a tough defeat to grant me that interview. And they went to the stack and have done some very nice things, along with Oneonta and Whitney Point, who is now in the IAC. But Windsor and Oneonta have become very valuable members of the Southern Tier Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, there are 12 teams left in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. And in the history, there was one in two. The first year was in Bainbridge Guilford. Delhi beat Harpersville 66-45. It's the only year for either school to make it in the large school, small school format. The next year was at Unadilla Valley when Sydney beat Afton 58-51. The girls' game was played later that night in Afton as BG beat Unadilla Valley. They could not have one of the teams involved play in their home school. So that's a trivia thing. BG then beat Sydney beat Bainbridge Guilford in 03-04. That game at Green. Sydney made it three in a row, beating Oxford 64-37 at Unadilla Valley. In the 05-06 season, that game's played at Sydney. Unadilla Valley edged out BG 35-30. If you remember Zach Thompson, the superstar for Unadilla Valley, who went on to play at Onondaga Community College, and I think he's playing at a four-year school now that I cannot remember. In 07, it was Unadilla Valley beating Oxford in Oxford. That's where they made an exception, 55-46. Unadilla Valley did not win Division I of the MAC that year. Sydney won Division I of the MAC, but because they had played their 20th game, they were ineligible for the championship, so Unadilla Valley represented the league, and they won 55-46. And you may wonder, what did Sydney do that year? Well, they went on to win the state championship. So, you take the MAC, do you take the state? I understand. 07-08, that was Walton's year to win it, 46-42. That was the first time they played the games at SUNY Oneonta, and defense continued to rule the roost, as Sydney lost to Oxford the next year 48-28. I mean, Oxford wins with 48 points and wins by 20. Sydney setting the record for the lowest point total at 28. Walton made it to last year's game but lost by 20 to Oxford. So Oxford has had back-to-back 20-point victories and made the finals for the last 4 years and five of the last 6 years. This year they did not make it in the new 12-team format. And of course, Sydney went undefeated. Unitigo was clearly second. They both won their semifinal games in nail-biting fashion to make it here. League champions back in, 2008-2009, Walton and Sydney played. That's right, Sydney lost to Oxford. We were talking about that, the 28 points. But the previous game, they played at a tiebreaker because Sydney and Walton finished in a tie for the Division I title, and they had to play off the game in Walton and probably played their best game of the season to earn the chance to play here. But then again, as I said, lost to Oxford by 20 points in that ballgame. So this 10 years of Mid-State Athletic Conference play, very historic, very memorable. And it's been a lot of fun. I covered, 2002, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and now 2010. Chris Capello took care of 07, 08, and 09, and has had a lot of fun along the way, too. And, of course, he covered the state championship for Sydney in 06, 07. We're about 4:20 away from starting the second half, and we are glad that you are with us. Our sponsorships, we cannot say enough about our great sponsorships tonight. It's been a great run, and we appreciate all that has been done by those people. And I say that as I scramble to get my piece of paper. There it is. All right, we are sponsored by Tabone Chiropractic, Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, Hawkins Homes of Harpersville, Country Squire Realty, Treats and Eats, Westcott Funeral Home, and Gelder Medica. We will be back with more of the Maravano Energy Products Halftime Report. You're listening to the 10th annual MAC Boys Championship basketball game from SUNY Oneonta live on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Check out their website 24/7/365 for over 130 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Every vehicle comes with the Forever Advantage program and is backed by our state-of-the-art service department. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, online at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522. It's a name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck. What do these items have in common? Yankee Candles, Webkinz Animals, Willow Tree Angels, Jody Coyote Earrings, Silver Forest Earrings, and Framed Art. Well, they're all on display in one place, Bainbridge Pharmacy at 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge. The Bainbridge Pharmacy expanded gift department also features wind chimes, garden stones. There are gift ideas for every occasion. Bainbridge Pharmacy has a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and nutritionals. And right now, select Nature's Bounty vitamins are buy one, get one free. Stop by and see what's new at Bainbridge Pharmacy, 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. And for 89 years, Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Our ball game today brought to you by these special sponsors, Wilbur Bank, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe, Waste Recovery Enterprises, Neighbors Insurance, Roberts Eye Care Associates, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Catalog Outlet, and the Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. In Section 4 tournament action coming up Wednesday, it'll be Sydney hosting Green, the 5 versus 12. Unitigo hosting Union Springs, the 8 versus 9. At this point, I am leaning toward doing the Sydney Green game, more of a local flavor. Unitigo could be a good game there, too. And we are back for the second half, and we thank the Maravano Energy Products folks for being our sponsors all season long of the Halftime Report. Sydney starts with the ball in the second half, going to my right, which is where their bench happens to be located. Works out fine for them. Same with the Unitigo, who is starting out in the 2-3 zone that slowed Sydney down considerably in their offensive rhythm of the first half. Umbra to Kozak in the corner, Heil. They're taking a lot of time off the clock. Long pass to Umbra. Wills to Kozak. 8 on the shot clock. Heil's open baseline. Swish! Alex Heil, who scores his 6th point, his second field goal. Just underway in the second half. This game could wind up being a low-scoring game like many of the last few have been. Here comes Dylan Maxson driving in. Stops and pops with the 8-footer. No good. Maxson and Wills tied up. The two shortest guys on the floor tying it up on the rebound. And the possession arrow, of course, shows Unitigo because Sydney started with possession in the first part of this second half. Four ties and two lead changes so far in this game. I'm not convinced that that's the last we'll see of that. Carter Carey moving in on Umbra and draws the foul. Carey did not have a real good shot, but what he did was on the left side, he leaned in with the right hand, Umbra's, and he came right across Umbra's forearm, and that was enough to convince the officials that that was a foul on Dylan Umbra, and the shot by Carter Carey is good. Carey does not always have to score a lot of points either. He's shooting 69% for the line, 24 of 35. Spartans don't get to the line a whole lot, but as a team, they're shooting 56%. Sydney from there shooting 68, much better from the free throw line. By the way, Carey missed the second of two. Umbra fakes the three, goes to Wills. He'll pop it for three. No off the back of the rim. High off the floor is Travis Woods with a Unitigo rebound, 22 to 16. Here comes May. He doesn't have a room to get through the double team. Goes to Shelton. Shelton to Carey. Carey also doesn't have room to drive in on Umbra. Here comes Woods, short on his runner. Rebound Heil. Up ahead to Wills before Unitigo can set up the zone. No, Unitigo is back very quickly to set up the 2-3 zone. Kozak, baseball pass over to Umbra. To Heil. Heil, double team, back out to Umbra. He's open, but passes to Kozak, who's also open for three. And Andy Kozak makes it. Andy Kozak, his first basket of the ball game, and he pointed to somebody in the stands. I sure hope it was his mother. High post is Travis Woods, looking for someone to pass to Maxson, and he sets the screen, and Maxson hits for two. Dylan Maxson has 4 points in the ball game, and it's 25 to 18. So the largest lead of nine has been done twice by Sydney, early at 11 to 2 and 25-16. Westcott with his back to the basket, hands off to Alex Heil. Over to Andy Kozak, now to Umbra. Umbra to Wills, double teamed on the zone. Umbra finds Westcott in the paint, might be called for three. No, they pass it back to Umbra, misses. Westcott with a rebound. Going in, the turnaround. The ball had no chance to go in, but Westcott will be at the line. He drew the foul on Dan Shelton, who commits his first. So nobody for Unitigo has scored more than 5 points, and that's Will May, helped by the three-pointer. Matt Vogel comes into the game, replacing Alex Heil, and that will, again, change the dynamic, as it did for Unitigo when Travis Woods had his second foul early.
Westcott hits another.
Tanner Westcott will hit two free throws. It's 27-18, back to the 9-point lead that Sydney had moments ago. Maxson to Woods, who comes out of his post. And now Carter Carey goes inside again. It's going to fall, and he again draws the foul. It's almost a carbon copy of what he did before on Umbra. And the foul will be on Matt Vogel, who had checked in moments ago for Alex Heil. So Carey at the line misses. So he's got seven and leads the Unitigo scoring. Josh Wills with a ball. He's got seven to lead the Sydney scoring. But it's balanced for both sides. Maxson with a steal. He was a Dynamic Defense Award winner earlier this year. In fact, I think he won it against Sydney, if I'm not mistaken. Dan Shelton on the left wing for Unitigo. Sydney will not veer from the zone. They will continue to play the man-to-man. Coming around the screen is Will May, and the pass gets broken up. Here comes Umbra on the release. Umbra, spin move, off the glass, good! Umbra avoids getting called for any kind of foul. It looked like Dylan Maxson was trying to draw the offensive foul, but he didn't stay with it long enough. 8 points for Dylan Umbra, and it's up to a 9-point lead again. It's back and forth scoring with Unitigo coming to within seven or nine, depending on the situation, And another foul will be called on Andy Kozak, and that'll be his third foul. So that plays into the strategy session for Sydney, and it looks like Mike Brzee will summon Logan Raymond off the bench. So Raymond comes in for, I guess, I thought he was coming in for Andy Kozak, but Kozak stays in the game with three fouls. Matt Vogel's the one that comes out. Kozak still guarding Will May, despite the three fouls. Carey, nice change of direction off the glass, left side, good with a right hand. He's starting to make me look real good. I call him the X-Factor, 29-22, and he leads the Unitigo, scoring with 9 points. Wilts looks left, passes right, now passes left to Kozak. Inside Raymond, oh, tried to thread the needle, and the needle closed up quickly. Turnover. Unitigo ball, Will May looks to Jim Knight for offensive instructions. It's going to be one-on-one. May driving in on Kozak, off the glass, no good. And a foul that time will be on Travis Woods, his third. Raymond with the rebound, no question about it. Oh, no, I take that back. It's 22, Will May. Well, that's a... that's a big break for Unitigo, because it appeared that Travis Woods was the one that made contact with Logan Raymond. But we play on. Kozak still in the ballgame, and that's what they were trying to do. They had Will May isolating on Andy Kozak, traveling on Josh Wilt. So if they're going to do it like they did the last time, it's going to be an isolation play. Will May going around the screen this time. So that's causing a switch on the defense. They bounce pass it to Carey. Carey driving in on Kozak, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Kozak. So Jim Knight with a great bit of coaching right there. He knew that Kozak had three and that Mike Brzee did not sub for Kozak. He subbed for Matt Vogel. So they isolated, they tried to set up Kozak and draw a foul, and they did. That's four on Andy. Carey, the inbound to Travis Woods, guarded by Westcott. The back in, oh, he's going to travel. I was going to say, that was pretty blatant. Good defense by Tanner Westcott. And Sydney will have the ball with a seven-point lead. 2:27 to play, third quarter, 29-22. I hope I'm saying the score enough for you folks, but this is one exciting ball game. Each possession is key. It's going to be a low score. The winner could get as low as maybe 45 points tonight. Westcott back to Wilts for three. Swish! Josh Wilts, the first player for either side into double figures with 10. 32-22, and it's now the largest lead for either team. Dylan Maxson takes the point this time. Around a screen by Tyler Butler, who had just come into the game. Woods trying to drive to the basket, and it's a caused turnover by Josh Wilts, who put his hand in there to knock the ball away. And the official said it went off Travis Woods, who comes out of the ball game, replaced by Quinn Barnhart. So Carey, Butler, Barnhart, May, and Maxson on the defense. Sydney with Umbra, Westcott, Wilts, Raymond, and Curley. Curley passes to Wilts, quickly to Raymond. Raymond lost the handle for a bit. Goes back to Wilts. Wilts cross court. Umbra for three. Lets it fly, and it's good for three. Right in front of Tyler Butler. Umbra's first three-pointer and a big 13-point lead with a 1:29 to play in the third quarter. Sydney with a lead and a Jim Knight Unitigo timeout. You're listening to... wait, it's a Sydney timeout and a shorty. You're listening to the 10th annual MAC Boys Championship Basketball Game on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. and I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're glad you're with us tonight, folks. It is an exciting MAC Championship boys basketball game. Don't let the 13 points fool you. It's not over. Minute 23 to go. Corbin Curley and Logan Raymond trying for a turnover. No whistle, but coming down the other end is Quinn Barnhart, who will take advantage of the no whistle and score his second basket to the thrill of the Unitico fans behind me. Oh, my gosh, it was like football. Well, it really was like football back here with Raymond and Curley double-teaming Maxson. I don't know how Maxson got rid of the ball, but Quinn Barnhart found it and scored the layup. Big basket for the Spartans. They trail by 11. Unitico still in that 2-3 zone. Umbra to Curley, who's playing the point now. Wills, double team, pass inside, knocked away and stolen by Carter Carey. He did not knock the ball away, but he made the recovery. Maxson at the foul line. Uh-oh, he's in the lane a long time. Barnhart lets it fly, and he scores for two. Quinn Barnhart says, sophomore schmoffmore. He's made two in a row, and it's now inside of a 10-point deficit at 35-26. I better pay attention to the clock. 18 seconds left, third quarter. I got burned at halftime. I'm not going to get burned again. 12 seconds to go. Sydney will definitely play for the last shot. Leading by 9, 35-26. Four to go. Westcott back to Umbra. Umbra lets it go. Top of the key. This time, no good. Well, he pulled some magic off before, but not this time. 35-26 the score. Sydney by 9. We've got 8 action-packed minutes left in the 10th annual Mid-State Athletic Conference Boys Championship Final from SUCO, and you're listening to it live on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Okay, class, this is for extra credit. You've aced the Angus third pounders, mastered the Angus snack wraps with one hand. But this is going to kick you in the taste buds. This is the new Chipotle barbecue bacon Angus burger. A sweet, smoky blend of barbecue sauce and Chipotle peppers on top of hickory smoked bacon and 100% Angus beef that's going to ring your bell. It's also available in a wrap. But hurry, the clock's ticking on this taste test. The simple joy of the ABCs of flavor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It tastes as good as it sounds. The simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Prices and participation may vary.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
To be young, to be a high school student watching your basketball, your boys' basketball team playing on a college campus for the league championship. These two schools, Unitico and Sydney, are having a blast tonight, and I am too. What a game. All right, Sydney has the basketball with Josh Wills controlling it. Dylan Umbra, Tanner Westcott, Corbin Curley, and Alex Heil is back into the ballgame. Westcott at the foul line, kicks it out to an open Umbra for three, but it's short. Rebound by Corbin Curley, wrestling for the ball, and now it's Heil inside. He misses. Everybody's going for the ball. I think it might be a Corbin Curley foul. Yeah, they're walking the other way, but not really the fault of Curley. He jumped mightily up in between two guys, but I think what he did was he tried to whack the ball back to a teammate instead of grab the ball, and that's a foul. Curley's first foul. And that'll be 5 on Sydney as a team. Dylan Maxson driving in on Heil. Westcott helps out on the defense. Barnhart, he caught 2 baskets in a row in the third quarter. Carter Carey, nice bounce pass inside to Will May for 2. Will May was held scoreless in the third quarter. He now has 7. Remember, he also was held to 7 against Sydney the first time they played. And he's averaging almost 14 a game. Wills to the high post. It's Westcott taking it to the rack. No good. Curley could not get the rebound. It is Phil Youngs with the basketball. The little Mighty Mite, 5'8 sophomore, is fouled by Tanner Weska. That's the sixth foul. Now, that's something to also keep in mind, 35-28. Six team fouls on Sydney, only two on Unitigo. But coming in to replace Tanner Westcott is Andy Kozak. And Jim Knight notices that right away. They are going to try to isolate on Kozak, who is now taking Dylan Maxson rather than Will May. May around a screen. Foul line jump shot off the back of the rim. No good. Heil secures the rebound. Outlets to Josh Wilson. Ahead to Kozak. Kozak picked up by Phil Youngs. Off to Wilson. Now Heil. Down underneath. Wide open is Curley for the basket. Great pass by Tanner Westcott. I'm sorry, by Alex Heil. Westcott's on the bench. It was Alex Heil with a great pass underneath. The zone never was set up on that play. Will May to Quinn Barnhart, driving in on Heil. He backs in, he goes up, blocked by Heil, out of bounds. It'll be Unitigo's ball. And Heil acts as if that was just part of the job. He's not going to give away anything to the official. Carey goes to May. May with a no-look pass behind him, but Kozak picks it off. It's now Josh Wilson with the ball, 37-28, Sydney by 9. Not nearly a safe lead. Kozak, guarded by Phil Youngs. Now to Wilst. They're playing catch. Now on the left side to Umbra. Cutting across is Heil. Stolen by Phil Youngs in all that melee. 37-28, 5:50 to go. Barnhart back to Youngs. He can shoot the three if they give him room. Maxson. Heck, I can shoot the three if they give me room. Maxson looks for Carter Carey. Carey around the screen. Maxson might have set an illegal screen. Carey misses the layup. Maxson, a rolling screen. They didn't catch on to that. Umbra to the right side for Kozak. Back out to Wills. To the left to Curley. Curley saw Dylan Umbra cutting the lane, and Umbra is hit by Quinn Barnhart. I knew I was going to mess that up. Corbin Curley and Carter Carey. If they're guarding each other, I am a mess. 37-28 the score. 5:17 left, and Dylan Umbra at the line tonight for the very first time. He shoots, and he misses. He's shooting 72%. 72% from the free throw line. 53. Now, this is a guy that gets to the line. 53 for 74. Now, he made seven in a row against Cooperstown down the stretch to help win that game. Second shot is good. So Umbra leading all scorers with 12 points. Nobody for Unitigo in double figures. They've got Will May, Phil Youngs, Travis Woods, Quinn Barnhart, and now Tyler Butler in the game. May comes up short on the shot. Woods with a rebound. Woods going for either a pass or something, and it looks like Alex Heil might get called for the foul. And he is certainly upset. Yeah, that's going to go on Alex Heil. Oh, and that is his fourth. That's why he's upset. I wasn't sure if it was his third or fourth, and I wanted to wait until I heard the PA announcer. So, again, we talked about the team fouls being a situation to worry about for Sydney, and now it's the worrying time because Travis Woods is at the line to shoot 1-1. He has been held to 2 points. The shot is good. Travis Woods at the line this year, only 55%. And again, he's only been there 33 times. These guys do not shoot a lot of free throws in the overall scheme of things. The second shot is good. Two biggies for Travis Woods and Unitigo. The score, 38-30. Sydney by 8. Wilson and Umbra playing catch. And at the top of that zone is Phil Youngs. He's got energy to burn. Umbra against Will May. Back outside to Umbra. Across the court, left side. Kozak drives in. Left side. Oh, in and out. Tapped out of there by Barnhart to Phil Youngs. Oh, that one in and out for Andy Kozak. Barnhart fakes the shot, hands it off to May, who travels with a basketball. So it's turned back over to the Sydney Warriors, who lead by 8 with 4:30 left in this ballgame. Every possession vital. Unitigo staying zone. Westcott, one dribble and bout to Corbin Curley. Back to Wilts, back to Curley, and there's a 3-second violation on Tanner Westcott. He moved along the lane, but he never left the lane. Dylan Maxson has returned into the game to take the place of Phil Youngs, who was role-playing as the ball chaser. So it's Maxson, Butler, Woods, Barnhart, and May for Unitigo. Maxson, left goes right. Now to Butler, backing in, and an offensive foul called on Butler. His first. And the team for Unitigo with just four, and I'm sure you heard of that, as did I. Sydney back with possession of the ball against the zone, the very active zone by Unitigo. Kozak fakes the three, goes to Westcott at the high post, back out to Wills. He's open, goes for a three. No, this one no good. And saved by Umbra, goes to Wills. What a save by Umbra. Now to Curley and Kozak for three. Yes, he's got it. No, it's a two. It's a two. Andy Kozak with a two-pointer. But credit Dylan Umbra for saving that ball to Josh Wills. These guys know each other so well. And that was an example right there. All the AAU ball and the travel team, everything. Nice play by, oh, Quinn Barnhart. What a move. He played the spin again. And the ball, I think the momentum put the ball in the basket because it was going to go off the rim, and it must have felt the momentum from Quinn because it went in. Nice move to 40 to 32. Umbra fakes the layup and goes to Kozak for the easy basket. And Kozak now with 7 points. Umbra with a nice assist. He had a reverse layup but decided to go to an open Kozak. And it's 42-32 with 2:50 left in the ballgame. A short timeout asked for by Jim Knight. You are listening to the 10th annual MAC Boys Championship game from Succo's Alumni Fieldhouse on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. And it'll be Unitigo's ball as we start back to play. Live action, 2:49 to play in this ball game. Unitigo needs to score, and they need to score pretty quick. Travis Woods does not get the ball. Will May working in on Curley. Triple team. Tries to go. Oh, it's a good-looking pass. It started out to be a good-looking pass. And then there was, again, a mix of bodies. And that call is going to go against Travis Woods, his third foul. Will May had a slick move in the works, and then Sydney's defense gummed it up. And that led to the foul by Woods, who was pointing at somebody else, saying it was him, not me, but the foul is on number 42. Sydney will spread it out even more against the zone. Umbra to Curley to Wilts at the top of the key. Double team. Finally sees Kozak. Into the corner is Umbra. Umbra, 16-footer, short. Rebound. Barnhart stolen by Westcott, but they'll call the foul. Tanner Westcott avoided the over-the-top call. But when the ball came in front of Quinn Barnhart, Westcott reached around and has committed his second foul. The Sydney foul situation, Andy Kozak and Alex Heil both have four. Kozak has been playing. Heil has been on the bench. Curley has gotten a lot of time on the floor tonight. He's probably played the most all season because of the foul trouble. And, of course, Brandon Walters, the sophomore, is out. I'm sure he would be in there in certain situations. Quinn Barnhart, 1-1 at the line, misses this time. Well, that was his first free throw of the night. Will slipping, but getting the ball away to Josh Wells. He's got the innate ability to do that. Kozak on the left side. Couple of dribbles. Kicks it back out to Wilson. Looks like a touch foul called on Will May. And that's her third. 16 fouls on Unitigo. Alex Heil now will return. And I think replacing Curley, but there's going to be a timeout asked for by Coach Jim Knight. And that's a... It's like a full timeout. So 42-32 is the score with a minute 51 to play. Will Sydney retain it, or will Unitigo make the masterful comeback? We'll see. It's the 10th annual MAC Championship Boys Basketball Game live on WCDL.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
We are back live, and we appreciate you tuning in. It's been an interesting doubleheader. Harpersville girls win big 72-36, scored the first 26 points of the ballgame. And by the way, the two merged schools that won Tri-Valley tonight, Gilbertsville, Mount Upton 48-43 over Skenevis, Cherry Valley, Springfield 48-31 over Edmiston. Congratulations to those teams who will head into the Class D playoffs. Wilts. Double team. Everybody, they're being double teamed. Sydney's being double teamed every time somebody's got the ball. It's a very, very quick, feet-driven defense for Unitigo. And Wilts, trying not to get frustrated, is fouled by Quinn Barnhart. So the Unitigo fouls have now totaled seven, and that brings Josh Wilts to the line. Wilts with 10 points, 2 3-pointers, misses the free throw, and the battle for the ball. Heil had it and lost it, and then Travis Woods lost it. So Sydney catches a break there. And now Mike Brzee wants a timeout. All right, we'll take it along with him. 42-32 remains the score. A minute 33 left in the ballgame. It's the 10th annual MAC Boys Championship Basketball Finals on WCDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
At Wilbur National Bank, our customers say service is what matters most. That's why we believe that good business is more about people than about numbers. So from your first checking account till the time you join our Gold Club, you'll always get the service we've built our reputation on. Does that make us a different kind of bank? For over 130 years, our customers have believed, yes.
Bank on our good name.
Wilbur National Bank.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, I've got word through an informant. Oh, nice inbound play around the screen. Alex Heil with an easy layup off a double screen on the inbounds play. Will May with a running one-hander, short rebound Andy Kozak. And his presence has been felt despite having to play with four fouls. Or no, possession arrow. I thought it was a foul. Well, Brandon Walters is not playing because he sprained his ankle Tuesday in practice and tore some ligaments. So he will not be available tonight, obviously. I don't know about the sectionals. Dylan Maxton to Quinn Barnhart. The elbow jump shot is around the rim, no good. Umbro with a rebound. And he's fouled by Maxton, who did it right in front of the official to do what they wanted to do, and that stopped the clock. But with Dylan Umbro with the ball in his hands, being the best free throw shooter percentage-wise, well, Corbin Curley, wait a minute, George Shealy. We got to get George Shealy's name in there. He's 4-for-4 this year, so he's tops with 100%. Corbin Curley at 77%, but just 10-for-13. Umbro's the blue-collar free throw shooter, makes the first one. And he's got 13 points, and again, he's a healthy game away from 1,000 points. That's all I'll say. Second shot up, and no good. Rebound, Travis Woods. The outlet to Barnhart. Obviously, Unitico's got to score in a hurry. Maxson, change of direction. Got bumped. Will May, three-pointer, no good. Chased down by Maxson with the offensive, if you want to call it, rebound out by the quarter. Carter Carey drives in and scores. Carey with his first basket of the fourth quarter. It's 45-34. Heil will be fouled by Will May, and that's dangerous because that's Will's fourth foul. So Heil comes to the line, shooting 67%, as we said. Tonight, he is 2-for-2. And Lucas Decker comes into the ball game, along with number 14, Cody Smith, their first time playing tonight. 45-34. Carey and Westcott carrying on a little conversation there. I tell you, these kids know each other so well. And they are friends off the court. Alex Heil at the line makes the first. That'll be the last one-and-one situation. Maxson comes out, replaced by number 10, Trevor Comenda. So it looks like Jim Knight is saying, okay, there's 44 seconds to go. We trail by 11. Let's get some guys in the game. 32 comes in. There's Tom Feudy. He's the guy that I admire so much because he came out as a senior, knew he wasn't going to play much, but he came to every practice. He works when he's not playing. So with Mike Brzee, seeing that Jim Knight has done the subbing, he is trying to do the same thing. So George Shealy comes in and smiles with Tom Feudy. They're talking to each other. They know what it's like to be dedicated kids on the team that don't see a lot of action. Heil at the line, second shot is good. And Logan Raymond will replace Alex Heil, who hits double figures with 10. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. So the final 40 seconds will be with subs for both teams. Trevor Comenda, Cody Smith, pass inside to Decker, who is fouled and has a smile on his face because he will be in the box score. Raymond's second foul. Curley comes back in the game. Tom O'Halloran's in, by the way, for the Warriors as well. Shot up by Lucas Decker is good. And he'll get a second one. It's up, and it's good. 2-for-2 for Luke Decker. 2 points for him. 47-36. I said 45 points could be the winning score. It's going to be at least 47. And Sydney with 22 seconds to burn. Matt Vogel, Corbin Curley, O'Halloran. Coming around the screen is Vogel. Vogel bounce pass into George Shealy. Shealy looks like he's fouled. He's going to put that 100% on the line now. He's 4-for-4 from the season. Nope, no pressure. Tom Feudy with a foul.
George Feely, coaching the team.
All right, here we go. Number one is up, and he's no good. There it goes. The streak is over. George Shealy's another one of the good kids. He and Tom Feudy both. They work when they're not playing basketball or going to school and don't ask for any favors. Shealy comes back to make the second one. All righty, so let's see what Unitinga will do in the final seconds. 4 seconds to go. It'll be Cody Smith short on the shot, and that'll do it. Sydney will win by 12. The losing team in both games scored 36 points. The winning team scored 72 in the girls for Harpersville, but Sydney only needed 48 to win this ball game. Well, congratulations to both teams. It looks like Sydney Pep Band gets the final note. And again, both teams know each other so well. It's not the normal good game, good game, good game, good game. These guys are hugging each other, and you know, with Sydney the 5 seed and Unitigo the 8 seed, it would take a little doing, but they could meet on Wednesday, March 2nd in the semifinal game. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Unitigo will host Union Springs. Sydney will host Green on Wednesday night, February the 23rd. All right, so we're going to take that break. We're going to total the everything. Let's see, I'm seeing if they're doing anything special over here. Nope, so like I said, we'll come back. We'll hear from our main sponsors as we get ready for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's all coming up, part of the 10th Annual MAC Doubleheader Basketball Championships from Suco and Oneonta. We'll be back after this.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Mang Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Mang Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Sure, why not? There's a rolling basketball on the college floor here, and it's going to stop on the R of Dragons. No, it's going to stop on the D. No, it's back on the R. And nobody knows. Hey, Norm, go get that basketball. Shoot her out a little bit. It's the one thing that didn't get noticed. There's a basketball on the court. Oh, my goodness. Having fun here after the game. The game won by Sydney tonight, 48-36. It was not a high-scoring game, obviously. Defense was dictating, and there were 4 lead changes and just 2 ties. Sydney got out to an 11-2 early lead. Unitigo brought it back to 11-6 first quarter and then took a 15-13 lead. That was their only lead of the game. Sydney came right back to tie. That was the last tie of the ball game. Took a 20-15 halftime lead, extended that to a 9-point third quarter lead, and they win with their largest margin of 12 at 48-36. Our postgame show on WCDO, brought to you by NBT Bank. You're never far from the star that stands for personal and powerful community banking. Reach for your star with NBT Bank, member FDIC. By Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of Central New York communities for more than 100 years, Mang proudly supports local sports on WCDO. And you can catch all of the highlights on WCDOradio.com. Joe Gardner some more tricks up his sleeve, and that's about all I can say about that. But keep on WCDLradio.com. Find out the award winners that we'll announce here shortly and some of the highlights on what these kids did. And for Unitigo, it was another night where their leading scorers could not score. Will May, who averages 12.6 points per ball game, I had it wrong before, 12.6 a game, scored 7 points in each of the two Sydney games. Now, that's a credit to some good defense, but it's just one of those things. Same thing with Bainbridge Guilford in the first game. It scores that normally score. Shania Vandermark didn't score a point. It was rough going. That's what happens sometimes when you change to a college court. Things a little bit different. There's not the same kind of bleachers, for whatever reason. But Carter Carey led the scoring for Unitigo with 11 points, 5 field goals, 1 for 3 from the line. Dylan Maxson, 2 baskets for 4. Quinn Barnhart, if there were a sub of the game, Quinn Barnhart would be the sub of the game. We don't do that anymore, but he had 8 points, 0 for 1 from the line. Travis Woods, another one. Held to a basket and 2 free throws. He finished with 4. Tyler Butler, 0 for 2 from the line, 0 points. Luke Decker, 2 for 2 from the line at the end. The senior goes out in the regular season anyway with 2 points. They've still got at least one more to play on Wednesday night. Carter Carey has said 11. Will May held to a 3-pointer, a 2-pointer, and 2 for 2 from the line for 7 points. So let's total this together. 6. 10, 13 2-pointers, only 1 3-pointer, and they were 2, 4, 6, 7, 4, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 from the free throw line. Does that count up? 29 and 7 is 36? Yes, it does. For Sydney, they were led by Dylan Umbra with 13 points and 1 3-pointer, 2 for 4 from the line. Two more in double figures tonight. Alex Heil, 4 for 4 from the line, 10 points. And Josh Wills with 2 3-pointers, 2 2-pointers, 0 for 1 from the line, and 10 points. Tanner Westcott chipped in with 5. Andy Kozak struggling on the defensive end. Hey, Chris. Kozak finishing with 7 points, and again, with foul trouble throughout the ball game, but Coach Mike Brzee stuck with him, and he wound up doing the job. George Sheely gets in the books, 1 for 2 from the line, and he scored 1 point. So all told, it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 2-pointers. This is going to be interesting. 4 3-pointers, and then they were 6, 9, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 from the line. A little bit under their 68% team shooting for the year. They were 67%, okay. And so let's see if that adds up. 26 and 12 is 38, and 10 is 48. Wow, 2 for 2 tonight. That's amazing. But anyway, those are the scoring recaps. Umber with 13, Wills and Westcott with 10. And for Unitigo, Carter Carey, the only one in double figures with 11, backed up by Quinn Barnhart, who finishes with 8. Our NBT Bank, I'm obviously drawing this out because NBT Bank Outstanding Offense is a tough one to name. But tonight, let's see, let's look at this. I am going to go with, boy, this is a tough call. I'm telling you. Should we go defense first? I need a committee to help me decide on this stuff. The Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is going to go to Dylan Umbra on the defense. Led the team in rebounds. Was there, sticking the hand in, getting loose balls, everything else. He'll win the Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is going to go for the second time to Josh Wills. Josh Wills had points when nobody else was scoring them, and he also got the ball where it needed to go. So Wilson Umbra will win our awards tonight. A good game, no question about it. Unitigo could not close the gap when they got down by 13. they could not get it any less than 8 points before Sydney won with the free throws. So congratulations to Sydney on the boys' side. Harpersville on the girls' side. Harpersville wins their third in a row, and Sydney wins their fourth overall in the 10-year history of the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Action next on WCDO Tuesday night. From Bainbridge Guilford, it'll be the BG Lady Bobcats taking on the Unitico Spartans. We'll see just how well Bainbridge Guilford can recover from tonight's loss to Harpersville, who just had everything running right tonight with a 72-36 win. And for the boys, it'll most likely be Sydney hosting Green. It might be Unitico hosting Union Springs. Hard to call. That game will be on Wednesday. Both games start at 7. Chambers and O'Hara will be 6:45 with no JV game to worry about. Thanks again to Joe Gardner for everything. We want to back at the station, WCDORadio.com, all the highlights, and there will probably be some audio highlights for you to listen to. Also, oh boy, make sure that's off. Want to thank Dave Giese, who is the AV director here, the tech director at SUCO. Makes it very easy. Come in, plug in, make the phone call, done. I mean, it's so simple. So we thank him very much as well. So thanks to all of our great sponsors. We had 39 special sponsors tonight, many of them who are already sponsored for the season. We thank them very much as well. Well, that game was so quick, it's only 9:45. So we'll wish everybody safe travels on the way home. The final score one more time from the girls' end, Harpersville, putting 26 unanswered points to start the game and winning 72-36 over Bainbridge Guilford for their third straight MAC championship. And the boys of Sydney winning their fourth overall and first since 2004 with the victory over Unitico tonight by the score 48-36. For everyone at WCDO, I wish you the best of night and safe travels home. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey.